Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Spiritual Perception. What's your dream? I'm your host, Janet Thornburg. My screen name is Daisy. Contact information is www.keen.com, Daisy644478. And I do welcome everyone to Spiritual Perception, and we are definitely interested in your dream. And the call-in number for here is 646-378-1297. The aim of our show is not to get something from you, but to get something to you. We don't ask for any personal information or credit card numbers. We are here to help you reach your goals and dreams and be the very, very best you can be. The number one thing to manifest your dreams is faith. Doubting the power of God to any degree delays the manifestation of your dream or your harvest. We were born here for a reason, and we go through what we go through in life so that we're positioned for God to work his master plan in our life. And a lot of that we don't understand, and that's another whole show. But right now, this season that we're in is our highest conquest, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, financial, all the above, family matters. So we have to recognize that we are in difficult times, and we all know all you have to do is watch the news, and we're praying for all those victims of those families of that last shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it's a time now that I asked God about that, and he gave me the word of Luke where it says, watch and pray that you may escape. So what do we need to escape from? Obviously, the violence and the things that are coming on our country and our way of life. And so, you know, we are destined to reach our highest good, and it's putting God first, seeking his righteousness and his kingdom. And a kingdom is a way of doing things. That's another whole show. But it's up to us how long it takes. The scripture in Genesis says, as long as the earth remains, it will be seed, time, and harvest. And that's that time that's gift. It's our time. We have to connect to God's calendar. But our journey could be a few days or 40 years, and the example given to us in the Word is the Israelites going around the same old mountain, complaining, being in negative mindsets, not being satisfied after they saw all the things that they saw. And I've been explaining planetary aspects that are affecting the Earth right now, and so tonight when we do look at your dream, I'm using the karma cards because I need to know what planets are affecting you. There's a lot of things going on out there, and it'll better help me to figure things out. So we have to understand that we create our world by the way we think, and the way we feel inside, we attract to us by those happenings, by the thoughts we think. And I'm talking about what you think about the most. And what works for us is Romans 12:1-2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I think that people really need to have an intimate experience and let the Holy Spirit guide them. And I believe we need the fellowship. We're fellowshipping today. I fellowship each and every day, and we need to fellowship, especially in these times. But you need to let the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will start transforming you by the renewing of your mind. And we've talked about that on a lot of other shows. Positive use of imagination is the creative side of our minds, and Romans 4:17 explains faith by calling those things that be not as though they were. There's that scripture that I had trouble with, and I promised you the last show that I would have it. So it's calling things. We have that authority, and we have that power that we can call those things that be not as though they were. And a lot of philosophies have taken these principles, and they are prospering because they work. And it, you know, it isn't that they don't have to believe in anything. So there are many workshops that use these principles to manifest their desires, but it started with the Word of God. And God wants us to be happy. He wants us to prosper in every way and be happy and have our dream fulfillment. Psalm 37 says he'll give us the desires of our heart. And we have to even realize that the law of attraction places and encourages people to develop a feeling of manifestation. And you know, I feel like people have such low expectations right now and we need the spirit of expectation is the key to manifesting your dream. You have to first believe that God can do it and that he will make sure that you have the victorious power to conquer it, and that it's a process, and it begins by having faith. Faith is the very important thing to have to manifest your desires. And we have to understand that what we think and speak over ourselves. You know, God spoke this world into existence, and he created everything by the word. And wrong speaking works against the things that God's trying to accomplish in your life and hinders the manifestation of your dreams or of abundance. So we have to, that part we need to really, you know, that's a disciplined life. We have to think about what we're saying and think about what we're thinking. So that those are the keys. And Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to those who love God. So good, my friends, comes from love. And the God we serve is love. And he wants all of us to reach our highest potential. And we're coming up on a very special time. It happens every 50 years. It's called Jubilee. And in September, we will begin Jubilee. And it's interesting because we're in a Shemitah year where you can see bad things happen. And a pure example, each and every month, our church has a scripture in which we uses our focal point, and it certainly doesn't look like it right now. But see, that's it. We can't judge by the appearance of things. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 32, verse 18. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in undisturbed places of rest. And rest, entering into God's rest, is you become you're affected by what you see, but you are not affected by the curse of it. And that's what we're striving to accomplish here, and that's what I'm about. I'm here to I'm climbing the ladder myself. I'm learning from the Holy Spirit as we go through this, and so I'm here to help in any way that I can. Okay, so I'm going to take a call here. Hello, you're on the line.
Yeah, I'd like to see what summer holds for me.
Okay. I'm going to use the karma cards. Okay. Okay. Right now, it's intense in your mind for you. And you're going through what's called purification to resurrect. And what that means is like the phoenix bird came out of the ashes. You're changing a lifestyle, and we all go through a period of it's like a child, you know. A child has a routine every day and they're okay in it, but when they don't have it, they start to cry. We have the anxiety, we're very human, and all of us do it, including yours truly here, as tendency to focus, you know, in reality but what it appears, what it looks like. And sometimes if we can't feel things in our senses, if we can't verify it with the five senses, then we tend not to believe it. And it's very intense that you realize that this delay is resulting from a misuse of power in another life or in your lineage somewhere. And you have to, we plead the blood of Jesus. You see that crown, go to the cross and see that crown of thorns on his head, and that'll remove that. But it is in the passing influence line, but that means that's where your struggle was. That's where your struggle was. And also something to do with your beliefs and what you value and your resources. Now, that's in the present line, and these are the things that are going to be addressed. Your beliefs is how you believe about yourself, everything in the world, about God, everything, and what you value. And I think what you value is really good, because and you just need the resources to get it. But it's getting ready to happen for you. You're being affected by your south node. And there's north node, south node. And your south node has a lot to do with your subconscious mind. It also has a lot to do with things that you remember. And, you know, it was interesting. You know, we can learn so much from children. Little kids the other day were focused on something that happened a couple of weeks ago. And I said, why can't you see the good right now? Which is a prime example that we as human beings focus on what hurts us. We remember what hurts us. And we tend to forget, just like the Israelites did. They forget that God divided the sea, struck a rock, and gave them water, and gave them manna from heaven, fed them, you know. And it's amazing, just like Jesus demonstrated that all of his disciples, you know, abandoned him. And you were because they were afraid, you know, and he slept with him, lived with him, saw him open the eyes of the blind, saw him heal people, bring people back from the dead. And I thought to myself, but as human beings, that tends to happen, especially if the south node is. So you need to, now is the time for you to focus on your dream. Start, you know, you making mental images, use creative visualization, making mental images, seeing yourself in that position. You have to have this drive. Mars is driving you right now, and that's the male planet. That's the male energy. It's also the war-making planet, and it's been wrecking havoc. But in your case, it's trying to get you to confront, you know, we can't conquer what we can't confront. We have to realistically look at ourselves and say, okay, I'm doing this to myself. All right. Catch yourself and then immediately, you know, purify it. Purify it. And your action is definitely, Mars is definitely bringing action to you here in the near future, and you're about to completely make a big change for your life for the better. Okay?
Okay.
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you. Okay. And, you know, all of us can share in that. We have, we need to get out of our own way sometimes. Okay, that, yours truly included here. So here we go. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on here.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
What's your dream?
I was wondering, I was wondering what the karma card said about my dreams.
Okay. Okay. You're being influenced by the North Node right now. And the North Node has a lot to do with our mind. What we worry about. And now is the time to have faith and take action, you know, like I said, by renewing your mind and, you know, reflect when negative thoughts come, just stop and say, my God shall supply all my needs in riches and glory in Christ Jesus, or the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. And that chases it off. The North Node is very right now affecting you in that respect. And there will be success. I mean, for some reason, your karma is a battle here with yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I think I got one, that one, too.
Yikes.
Okay, the next one is the planet Mercury, which is the planet of communication. And you just keep your keep your awareness of the many thoughts that are coming to and from you, and just know that analyze it, and then you know what you need to do, and basically, you'll see a quick change. And the last one is your destiny. Where you're going somewhere. This is temporal here. Temporal means, you know, it's subject to change. So you're going somewhere. And the karma card's telling you what you're doing to block yourself a little bit.
Mental.
Mm-hmm. Well, battlefield's in the mind, and that's where.
Amen.
That's where the voices come from. Satan's defeated, but he gives a suggestion. You know, just like you turn on TV and you see that horrible shooting, and then he goes, why would God tolerate that? Or he'll start getting you to question things. And it's not that God has done what he's supposed to do. He did what he promised he'd do. It's a finished work. We have to do our part by believing and accepting and receiving it and living a disciplined life, which is basically renewing your mind. And the moment that Jesus was baptized, the very moment he got up, he went directly into the desert and went through temptation. And the forces of evil are going to come against your dream. They're going to come against your goals. And we have to master that. And we master it by having faith in the man that brings us to victory.
Yes. This is okay.
You're going somewhere, and it looks so beautiful. Yeah, and the cards is showing a lot of like sunshine and a lot of foliage. It's a beautiful place.
I feel like when the negative thoughts come in, I should remind myself I am abundantly blessed.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, it's done unto us the way we think in Proverbs. And let me tell you a little secret. This goes way back. King Solomon was the richest man on earth. And it is said that if we read the book of Proverbs, and we'll have the wisdom for wealth. And it's just amazing that that book is full of wisdom in all areas. And it's just, that's one of the blessings. Another one is in Revelation chapter 1, I think, says that whoever reads this book will be blessed. And, you know, there's a lot of symbology in Revelation, and it could be a little hard to understand. But, you know, there's a lot of resources out there today, and if anybody's interested, I'll be more than happy to help them with that. God is trying to position us right now, and he's giving me these radio shows, which I'd like to do more of, and will possibly be able to, because I may be relieved of my duty of guardianship on the 1st of August, and my daughter's going to get her children back, and I'll be able to be free to be available to work my ministry. So, okay, let's take another call here. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
I'm
what's your
on?
Dream?
What?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. What's your dream?
Oh, I don't have any dream right now because I somehow haven't been dreaming anything that I remember when I wake up. I'm too interrupted in the sleep sometimes.
Okay, what about a heart dream? Okay, it also talks in Proverbs about if we don't have a vision, we perish, we get into deep depressions, we give up, we don't think things are going to, that God loves us, and nobody.
Oh, no, I have dreams. It's just lately I don't remember any that are standing
out.
That's
what we're about tonight. What's your dream? We're trying to help you manifest your dream.
Oh, you mean my dream of what I want?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things I want, but the one
things.
That's most pressing right now is about my career. You know, I want my I've been waiting patiently for them to do something with my boss. So I'm hoping that with all the chaos that's going on with all the planets and everything, that maybe this is the right timing that the bosses will see that my boss just can't do his job.
Okay, well, let's look at the karma cards and see what's happening there, okay? And the reason I'm using them tells me what planets are affecting you. And Mars is a little chaotic right now, but the high end of that is psychic energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I want to stay at. The rest of it, keep the drama down the road.
Yeah, well, I'm staying away from all that I can, you know. But
yeah, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy.
Well, yeah, but he's trying to drag me into it, and I'm not playing ball, so.
No, that's
I'm
good.
Just
that's
it
good.
Alone.
You're acting good. Okay, I have Pisces, and Pisces is the ruling sign for Neptune is the ruling sign of Pisces, and it actually affects your dreams and your ideal,
okay.
You know, how you your ideas about it, and but there's a part of something that's overwhelming, but it's in a healing process right now. And actually,
what with my boss?
With you.
Oh, okay.
Your dream. It's addressing your dream. Let me rephrase it. Pisces has to do with emotions, and I did pick up that he was doing a lot. There's a lot of drama around him. There's a lot of drama that he creates. Okay. But now affecting your dream. Yeah, your dream, and the idealization of it. Is a part of something that's a little overwhelming. So there's a lot of heavy energy here, and spirituality is entrusting your own intuition here and your knowledge. Right now it's floating in indecision, but it's in the passing influence line, meaning that it is soon to change.
Okay.
Crossed by the 10th house or something to do with I need to know what's in your 10th house sometime when we talk. Your debt, because it has to do with your destiny, where you're going, and your career.
Okay.
And that's in the present line. That's something. See, that's why I'm using these cards. It's telling me what I need, what tool I need to find the answer.
Right.
Something,
okay.
Something in your 10th house. So when you get a chance, email me that, and I'll respond
okay.
to you, you know, and or talk to me on the phone.
Okay. All right.
But you're going to have success, okay? And that's in the present line, so that means that it's soon to happen.
Okay, that's good to know.
Also, the moon, okay? And then we just experienced a new moon on Friday. Thursday, actually, yeah. Thank you. It's in the sign of Cancer.
Yeah.
And Cancer is a psychic sign. It's also a very sensitive sign. It has to do with acceptance and defending.
Right.
And you're to pay attention to these feelings. Accepting.
Okay.
And then ultimately again, and reactions. Reactions. To look at, observe those in yourself and others during a situation, and that you will stay on top of everything. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello. We're back.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hey, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I'm moving today. I'm a substance storage. And I'm on my way to stay with my boyfriend, and I don't know how this is going to work out.
Okay. All right. Is that your dream? You want me to look at that as your dream?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for what you did on Keen, and I tried to send you minutes, but they...
You did.
Did you get them?
Yes, ma'am. But I didn't have any money left to talk to you, but I'll take care of that when I get my computer back up. Thank you.
You're welcome. But what they said was that there was technical difficulties and to try later. But So I didn't know if you got them, but I really appreciate what you did. And
my feedback?
Yeah.
My feedback? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Katie, I know you 13 years.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, just like the moon, that last card for that last caller, reactions, how we react to stuff, you know, it's what we do in the meantime when we're waiting for our harvest or our dream fulfillment. And it's how we respond and react to things. You know, we're going to be presented. Jesus was baptized and immediately was tempted. And when you make a request of God, the enemy's going to come against it with delusion. And illusion. He's a master at it. And that's what we have to get through that. We have to stand up to him and get past that illusion. Now, back to your dream.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the first card is Gemini, which is the lovers. Okay, so you guys, you want things to be known. You want to know exactly where this is going.
Yes.
Yeah, and you want to know if what you believe about it is true or not. And the quickest way for this is to confront it, you know, in not an emotional way, because when we do something under emotions, we're being emotionally driven. It's 99.99999% wrong.
And I don't do that anymore. Like, he did something I didn't like, said something, and I didn't like the way it was said. So I just told him we're taking a break, and he's like, what? I was like, yeah, because you said that to me, and I don't like the way that was said to me. And he apologized, you know, because I was serious.
Communication, that's definitely your is communication and information, explain things. So you see, you're doing it intuitively, I mean, and being intelligent about this. And, you know, so you're dealing with the fluctuations in the relationship right now, the little weak parts.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're going to see a realization in the present line, and you're going to get through this because he wants to do whatever is necessary.
Oh, awesome.
Have faith in yourself.
Yeah.
And also, you're to look at you're being affected by the North Node. You got to look at what you worry about, and what you worry about is keeping it status quo. You got to worry is the opposite of faith. You got worries like a rocking chair. It gives you plenty of action, but takes you absolutely nowhere.
Okay.
So don't worry about things. Let them go. Now is the time
to
really have faith in
God.
Hands.
Pray about it. That's right.
You'll be very
successful.
It's time for you to be very successful.
Okay.
Speaking
of that, am I going to get through this weekend and until Tuesday get this class caught up? Because I need to finish it by Tuesday. Will I get that done? And that's my last question.
Yeah, we need divine order.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You're going to get through it.
I thought
your work.
Okay.
You know, you're going to, you know, your work is a service to others. And what's good about it is you're going to be, you know, you may not, although I believe you're going to start seeing your blessings now. God wants to give us a little pleasure here on earth, but your rewards in heaven are great as well.
Thank
you.
You're
welcome.
God bless. You have a beautiful night. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. What's your dream?
My dream is to have a great family. I try with my biological family, but they just constantly hurt me. So I want to stay away from my own spirituality and mental health and well-being. So my dream is to have a good family one day.
Okay, let's look at. Okay, first of all, we got the right cards. This is probably what's called a generational curse, and we're, you know, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, father against children against their parents. It's something in the that has to be mastered. And we can look at that sometime privately. You know, my contact number and is on Keen, and or you email me if you don't want to call in or if it's too personal. You know, we can do it through the email or something. But I should probably look at that at some point and see if it's. To me, nothing's impossible with God, but to look at the severity of it. But right now, I feel like you need to think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do with your 10th house, which is a house of responsibility and becoming a person, becoming your own person now, and not give that situation any more energy or try to make it work or try to fix it or I mean, I'll look at that, you know, somewhere down the line and get an answer for you, but right now I really think that the universe is trying to shift you or position you into thinking about yourself.
Okay.
And taking back your power and your status in life.
Yeah,
and kind of just let that go, set it down for a while, file it, put it in the, put it in the library and not deal with it because you've done everything you can. It's part of your destiny. But right now you need to focus because there's something very good about to happen in your career.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely, I'm looking up in my career. And you're right. I've been definitely, I'm pulling back and focusing on myself and not putting myself out there, because every time I have, it come back to slap me. So I'm definitely learning. It's hard, but
I know. I mean, in this world, we'll have trouble, and there's struggles, and they're, like I said, there's generational curses. They're just like we can inherit things, you know, from our biological parents. I mean, they give us the size of the cup, but it's what we do right now. The universe wants to bless you. It really does.
Thank you. It's always great.
You know,
I appreciate
you've tried everything. You tried being diplomatic. You tried being fair. You tried everything, and so it's keeping you focused there instead of where you're supposed to go. And just let that go for a while, and
okay.
I'll look at it, you know, and find a solution. I will. Just get in touch with me, because
I will.
That will take. All right. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Kara.
Hello, let's see, let's go right on here. Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Good.
Okay.
What's your dream, dear?
Well, as a kid, maybe more like a teenager, and you know this, I always saw myself on this grand stage, singing in front of all these people, and it never left. And I still have that dream and that vision. I've had two, but this one really was one I carried as a child. I don't know if it was mostly because of what I went through, you know, and that was my way of going into, you know, zoning out and going away, you know, in the midst of all the chaos in my family. So, but I've always held it, and I know at some point it will come true. However old I am, I don't know, but just wanted to get your feedback on that.
Okay, let's take a look at the karma card. Again, like I said, we all have these generational curses that we have to confront, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can't conquer what you can't confront, so we can't hide from it. Even though sometimes
right.
it's so emotionally scary, it's easier to, I'll think about that tomorrow.
Right, and that's how I was as a kid. Yeah.
All right. All right, you're being affected by Saturn right now. And Saturn is what you're concerned about. You know, and what's affecting you right now is what you're concerned about. You're looking
mm-hmm.
at where you're at, what's accomplished, what isn't accomplished, and you've had to wait a long time. Waiting and timing has been the issue that's made you be concerned, and I don't know. There's something karmic about you had to wait. Now,
mm-hmm.
we can delve into that at some point. If you're interested, let me know, and we'll do that. But right now, you have a lot of maturity. You've been through a lot. You've had experience. You've got a lot to offer, and you really try to help people, but they don't always understand you.
Listen. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So don't impose
yeah.
limits on yourself and God, because something's about to break. When your mind starts trying to impose limits on it, you know, say to yourself, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Get that out of there. You know,
mm-hmm.
sit it down
mm-hmm.
the road. You're being affected by the sun right now, your sun sign. And with it,
that's Leo.
You have the ability. Leo. Yeah, you have the ability to create what you want. You can make the mental images and see
mm-hmm.
them manifest. Something with respect, something maybe where people don't respect you or don't respect your knowledge, you can't let that bother you. You just have to say, well, I planted the seed, and maybe I'm not the one that's supposed to water it and harvest it. So if
right.
you tell someone and they don't under, you know, don't worry about whether they get it or don't get it. You planted your seed. You did what you were supposed to do. And
mm-hmm.
Remember that your thoughts are very powerful. especially affect men. They especially affect men.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to you're supposed to take that position right now of knowing that, that God has bestowed upon you leadership and success, and that it's going to happen, and it's going to happen very soon. Something to do with your eighth house. You can get back to me on that too. But it's about using your power.
In the field of singing, or just in career in general?
In the field of singing.
Ah,
and your personal power as well. And, you know, there is a major change about to take place. A major change.
Okay,
so I think
cool.
I think you're gonna see the realization of, you know, it, for some reason now I understand, and you know, it's just like we're putting the puzzle pieces together. And today, these radio shows I prepare for extensively, and I didn't realize that you had karma to have to wait.
Ah,
but
okay.
It's leaving. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Praise you, Lord. It's leaving.
Wow, good. But that has been, I've noticed that in my life. I'm like, why do I have to wait for everything? Like, it takes forever. And I'm just like, okay, and I say to myself, Lord, okay, you're saving the best for last. I have to tell myself that, or I would go nuts.
Well, if that's leaving, so now you're going to see a major shift.
Mm-hmm.
Major shift. Remember to shut out those negative thoughts. Don't listen. The emotional center wants to be heard. And then, you know, that's good. Confession is good. Going to a counselor and getting things off your chest, or going to confession, or getting a reading, or whatever that outlet is, and getting rid of that, you know. And that is absolutely normal, okay? But to just keep on thinking that you're not, you know, not going to have something, or it's not going to happen, or
that
keeps us stuck.
Yeah, I totally agree with that one. And I think it has nothing to do with my job. It has everything to do with the external forces, like relationships or music, and those are the two, you know, that I've had to wait on.
That's true. That's very true. And so that has a lot to do. But, you know, what we want and what we want to manifest is it's going to require our faith, because we can't please God any other way. I mean, those are nice. He takes into account, but you still got to believe, and it requires courage. And sometimes things appear to be going against the reasons and the rationalization of it all, and the rationalization of the world. And we're affected by that. We're affected by the media. We're affected by the people we work with. We have energy exchange with everybody that we're around. So all those factors come into play. And so we have to be very... we have to do our part. We have to renew our minds, and we have to stay on top of it. With the spirit of expectation is the breeding ground for manifestation. That's when it's going to happen. That's when it's going to...
Well, I'm expecting something. Something's got to happen, because this is not where I'm supposed to be. So I'm expecting something.
Good.
So.
And remember, all things work together for good to those who love God. And all of us that are connected with me, this radio show, Spiritual Perceptions, and Holy Spirit Church, we pray for each and every person that I read for. And so you got good energy coming to you from people that really are sincere about wanting to see you happy.
I appreciate that so
no
much.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. So, actually, you know, we just need to get out of our own way, not let the emotional center drive us into believing things that have to remain the same. That's exactly what the people, the Israelites, did, and that story was given to us. Everything in the Bible shows us things that we could do. Go around that same old mountain. People who are ridden with bitterness and hatred and anger will remain on that path of doing the same things over and over and over and expecting different results. So our job is to create the mental picture, a positive one, and act accordingly in faith and call forth those things that be not as though they were. And I praise you, Jesus, for helping me get over that scripture. I had a hard time with that one. And it was a little on the difficult side, but see, you can master anything. And a basic principle of manifesting your dreams is to remember we have an enemy who wants you ignorant of the power that's in you. And he wants you ignorant of that power to be able to receive from the finished works of Jesus. And so today we need to remember that, and remember that it's a process. And, you know, we're human. There's time. I mean, Jesus so demonstrated his humanness in the Garden of Gethsemane when he despaired and even asked if he could get out of it, you know. And that made me feel better, because I kept thinking all along, I wouldn't want to have to do that. I wouldn't be the one. That's why I'm not God. And I thank God for who he is and for his grace and his goodness and his mercy. And Father God, I come before you boldly before the throne of grace and mercy. And I pray for each and every person who called in today and expressed their dreams. And I know that you wish above all things that we may be in health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. And our soul prospers by receiving your word and receiving the Holy Spirit and receiving your grace. We praise you for your grace, and I ask that you help us all with our weaknesses. And we know that the Holy Spirit is our helper, and our helper helps us with our weakness. I pray for all good ideas that come from each and every person that shares, and I thank you for all who've listened and all who called in. And I pray that each of us take our ministry serious of reconciliation, and I pray for peace among all people. I thank you for your word in Jesus' name. And I want to make mention of two things. The O'Reilly Factor called Donald Trump after that shooting, and I was amazed at his responses. And one of the things he said, and O'Reilly was kind of resisting it, he goes, there's bad apples in everything. And I talked about that too, how there's a 10% or less people who don't want things to change. And so I thought it was interesting that Donald Trump said that these people have no respect for our way of life. They have no respect for law and order. And respect is something that we need. We need to respect. Yeah, and there's probably a few bad apples, like he said, or a small percentage, like I said. And that you can't hold a whole thing. And the other thing is the most amazing thing I think I've ever heard on the topic of racism, given by Creflo Dollar on Your World with Creflo Dollar. And I think he has, I hope he does, has a tape out on that, because it should be heard by everyone. That was the most magnificent speech I think I ever heard concerning it. And, you know, he kept saying, we're all still human beings. That's it. We are all still human beings. And we have this earth suit, and it may be in different colors, but we all have a soul, and we all have a spirit, and we all have a body. And Jesus' last words was just is that we love one another. And I think we need to embrace the differences in these cultures, but, and, you know, there definitely needs to be forgiveness. You know, I'm sorry that those people back then that even thought they should have hold any human being in slavery, and it's wrong, and released and let go. And I just think that everybody should try to listen to that because it was certainly very spiritual. And I thank you for listening and calling in tonight, and be blessed, and we'll see you next month. God bless.